Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us live in the studio is our friend Ernie Hunt from the Catskill Mountain Railroad. Good morning, Ernie.
Rick, thank you so much for allowing me to come on your station this
morning. It's a pleasure to see your happy face, and I know that you're going to tell people about a delightful thing, something I've been interested in ever since I was a boy, and that's trains, having model Lionel trains on up to little wooden ones with the kids as you grew up, and they had little tracks that they rode on, and well, taking them onto the Catskill Mountain Railroad has been a full circle experience, and thanks for doing what you do, Ernie.
Well, we have a really dedicated group of people that make this happen. As you may know, the railroad's based in Kingston, New York, and we're a very family-friendly entertainment. We encourage people from, to bring their children, but sometimes grown-ups like it too. And yeah. We have a lot of events coming up. We have one that's coming up next weekend called the Dinosaur Express, where you get on the train and there'll be dinosaurs on the train. You'll get up to the end of the track, you get off, and there's dinosaurs there. It'll be a trip back into Jurassic era. It'll be a lot of fun.
So you can depart the train up there and walk around?
Yeah, we have a ramp that you can get off, and we have a few place that you can get around, and it should be a lot of fun. Cool. For the family. As you know, the railroad is a really focuses on families. And about 85% of our passengers come from out of the county. Last weekend we had a visitors from Petaluma, California, which had a 3.5-year old boy that we took up to the engine, showed him how the coupler worked, showed him how the wheel worked. The engineer Sam showed him everything, and this little boy, his face just lit up. And they were visiting relatives in Ulster County for the weekend, and that's when you see that happen, that's when you know that we really, what we do really has a big impact on people.
Now, Ernie, how long have you been in love with trains or the railroad?
I've just like what you said, I got a train set when I was a kid, and I never completely put it away. But I've been involved in the Catskill Mountain Railroad for about 20 years.
20 years.
And, of course,
So you've seen a lot of ups and downs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we've gone from a small organization, mostly based in Phoenicia originally. And now we're based in Kingston. And we've gone from 5,000 riders a year to 60,000 riders a year.
Wow.
And, again, 85% of those people come from out of the county. And they come in and they spend money in the county and generate economic activity for the county.
Now, a little while back, I knew that there was kind of plans for the track to expand from Kingston all the way maybe to where the Ashokan Rail Trail is in Shokan. Is that still a possibility? Is that still in the future?
Well, the tracks are still there. They've not been removed. The Catskill Mountain Railroad has offered to renovate them at no cost to the county. We've secured a grant up at Basin Road to build a station up there from New York State. And we just need permission from Ulster County to do it. There was a study recently done to see if rail with trail could be done, and it proved that, yes, it's engineering and from an environmental point of view, it's not a problem. But connecting the railroad to the trail is going to really help bring visitors to the trail. The Ashokan Trail is a very underutilized asset. Most of the people who use it today are local residents, which is wonderful. But this will enable visitors to come to the trail and use it at the station. We want to be able to rent bikes, be able to sell water, small concessions, and people can spend the whole day up there.
Or even backwards.
Yes.
Coming from, the Ashokan area and maybe taking your bicycle and taking it down to the Herzog Plaza where the Catskill Mountain Railroad trains are. That would be cool.
Well, it would be great because it would help get people out of their cars. And another service that we've proposed is to have a trolley service from our new station at Basin Road that would go up to Woodstock.
Oh, wow.
And as you know, Woodstock has terrible parking problems and traffic problems. This trolley would be similar to the Catterskill trolley that was running in Greene County recently. And we think it would be a great adjunct to our operation, the Woodstock Express, so to speak.
Nice. So you're thinking about the future. You're thinking about how to bring people to areas where they can do shopping and bring more money to neighborhoods. Sounds like a win-win.
Well, the great thing is that these are families and they're spending money on the type of things that are very beneficial to the county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the county tourism has said that people come for the day, spend $60 a person per day. If you're overnight, $125 per person. Mm. And that's not even counting the lodging. And you know, our whole purpose is to help bring tourists. And it's not just tourists, but the kind of tourists that are really appropriate for the county, families, basically. And that's really what we've proven our concept to work. But we think if we can get up to the reservoir and combine the reservoir with the train, we will double our ridership and impact on Ulster County.
Mm.
So we are really excited about this opportunity to do that.
And the places to explore and to, let's say, bring your bike and ride it, then can go either direction and you can get anywhere.
Well, and it again, being able to combine the railroad and the trail allows pedestrian use, bike use, and most importantly, you don't have to take your car.
Mm.
And
yeah.
It's really a win-win for everybody. And, you know, our plan is to build a trail alongside the railroad over time to allow the bicycles to be able to come and go by the railroad as well. But until then, we'll run a shuttle service every couple hours from the reservoir to Kingston, and people can put their bikes on the shuttle and go back and forth.
Sounds like a great plan and one that I would certainly use. That sounds like an amazing opportunity to just get to different places, exercise, and shop. So the Catskill Mountain Railroad has been in operation for many years. It's a traditional thing to ride a train. And besides the Dinosaur Express, which is coming up on the 10th and the 11th and the 12th and the next weekend, what's coming up after that?
Well, we have the Princess Train on August 15th. We have the Superheroes Train on August 22nd.
And cool.
And we do have our regular trains that are running, you know, if we don't have an event. We have
Ernie, one quick question.
Yes, sir.
Does Dave dress up as a superhero?
He dresses up as a dinosaur.
Okay.
We have to see if he'll dress up as a superhero. Dave is one of our engineers. And loves dressing as not just an engineer, but as a conductor for the Polar Express, which he has been a part of as well. And I think he's been here in the studio as well with you.
He has. Last year he came in with the pet, and he brought a velociraptor in and made it roar and kind of animated it here in the studio. I was quite impressed and got to pet it.
Well, Dave will be out with his Velociraptor during the Dinosaur Express, so you can't miss that.
It is kind of amazing, and what a cool addition to the engineers at the Catskill Mountain Railroad. And how big of a staff do you have?
Well, last year we actually employed 157 people.
Wow!
Now, full-time, we have 3 full-time employees. About 35 part-time, but we have a huge seasonal employment.
Wow.
And mostly teenagers that we employ for the Polar Express. Some of their first jobs are with us.
That's cool.
But even I was shocked when I found it was 157 people that were on our payroll last year.
That's pretty impressive. And last year, well, actually 2 years ago, I met a gentleman on the train, and he was a young guy. And he was working his way up the ranks of the Catskill Mountain Railroad. And he was telling me about his duties and what he does. The next year I saw him, he was a member of Catskill Mountain Railroad. He was I guess, promoted to his position, or he wasn't an apprentice anymore. How does that work, Ernie?
Well, the railroad is a very unique organization.
Yeah.
It is owned by all the employees of the railroad. There's 60 owners of the railroad.
Wow.
There's no one person that has more than 15% of the railroad.
Wow.
And you join, to become a member of the railroad, you put in 40 hours of volunteer work. Now, you can be an employee and not do that, but to be a member, you put in 40 hours of volunteer time. And once you're accepted as a member, you can be eventually be on the board of directors or whatever you would like to be. But in terms of train crew, people come in generally to flag the crossings as your initial position, qualify to be a brakeman, then a conductor, and possibly an engineer.
Wow.
We follow all the procedures the mainline railroads use to qualify people, and to and the rules that we use in the railroad are the same type of procedures.
It's so cool. It was actually refreshing, though, to see this young gentleman so enthused about the railroad and working his way up ranks.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of folks in the railroad have gone on to become employees in the railroad industry.
Even better.
We have one FRA track inspector is was a former member of the railroad. We have several engineers that are one at Amtrak, one at Norfolk Southern, another at CSX that started with the Kaska Mountain Railroad. So we've trained a lot of people who've gone on in the railroad industry.
That's super cool. Well, keep up the good work, Ernie. Today, our guest is Ernie Hunt from the Catskill Mountain Railroad. And Ernie, how can folks get further information about Catskill Mountain Railroad and maybe buy tickets in advance?
Yes, you can buy your tickets online. You go to our website, which is www.catskillmountainrailroad.com. And I think you all can figure out how to spell it, but it's C-A-T-S-K-I-L-L. I do find I have to do that sometimes. And all the information about the rides is there, and everything you would need to know about the railroad is on that website.
Dinosaur Express, the Polar Express comes up in the winter. You got the summer, you got the winter covered. Do you have fall leaf peeping?
Yes, leaf peeping starts late September. And actually, from the 1st of October to the end of December, the trains are almost completely sold out. We have the Leaf Express for the first 2 weeks of October, Pumpkin Express the last 2 weeks of October, and then the Polar Express starts about the middle of November and goes through the end of December. And we are also working in 2027 to bring Thomas the Tank Engine back to Kingston.
Cool.
We've been talking with them lately. And they're very excited about coming back to Kingston.
What are your thoughts on the big boy locomotive that's been raging through the country?
Well, I haven't seen it with my own eyes. Some of our people have.
They have?
Some of our people went up to Scranton to see it. And it is apparently an amazing locomotive. It's gigantic.
And it rumbles as it goes by.
It rumbles.
You feel it coming and you feel it going.
Oh, yeah. So, again, I wish I was able to do it, but... I think my wife would have had a little problem if I disappeared to go look at big locomotive in Scranton.
You're going to see a train, huh, Ernie?
I think, don't you spend enough time with trains?
Ernie Hunt, our guest, ride the Catskill Mountain Railroad. If you have done it before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't done it yet, you owe it to yourself to get on the train. It's open air on some cars. Some cars have a little covering if it rains or whatever. But it's an incredible experience. And you get to ride in an old air-conditioned car, maybe.
Well, and also our locomotive was made in Schenectady, New York in 1950, the 401. And it runs on 100% biodiesel. We converted it 2 years ago to biodiesel, and it runs better, which is soybeans that were made. They're made up in near that are grown in Syracuse.
Nice.
So it is 100% biodiesel locomotive.
Very cool and environmentally awesome. Ernie, thank you very much for coming and talking to us about railroads and choo-choo trains and stuff that makes me happy and a lot of other people out there as well. So keep up the good work and... blow the horn for us.
Rick, thank you so much for having me on, and have a great week.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll keep on rolling right after a couple of brief messages. So stay tuned. Enjoy the morning. Keep on KZE.